Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Let's dive into the tech world's latest drama, starting with a wildfire tracking app that's putting government systems to shame. WatchDuty, a nonprofit app, has exploded with 1.5 million downloads in just 2 days as LA battles wildfires. This isn't just another tech success story, it's a masterclass in crisis technology design. WatchDuty's secret sauce? A laser focus on speed, accuracy, and a dead simple user interface. No ads, no engagement metrics, just pure life-saving information. It's outpacing official alert systems and running on a shoestring budget. This proves that sometimes the best tech solutions don't need venture capital or growth hacking, just a real problem solved really well. Now let's shift gears to the space race. A Blue Origin is finally ready to launch its massive New Glenn rocket. After years of being the butt of old space jokes, Jeff Bezos might be having the last laugh. New Glenn's large cargo capacity could give SpaceX's Falcon Heavy some serious competition. But here's the real story. This launch is crucial for Amazon's Project Kuiper. Bezos is playing 4D chess, using one company to bootstrap another's attempt at satellite internet domination. It's a clever move that could reshape the space industry and give Elon Musk a run for his money. Speaking of industry shakeups, Honda and Nissan are in talks for a $50 billion merger. On the surface, it looks like a panic move in response to China's EV dominance. But dig deeper and you'll see it's actually pretty smart. Honda gets Nissan's SUV expertise and extra factory capacity, while Nissan gets Honda's hybrid tech. Both companies pool resources for software development, which is becoming increasingly crucial in the automotive world. The real winners here? Engineers working on EV and autonomous tech? Your job security just got a major boost. Now for some quick hits. Amazon is killing its Prime Try Before You Buy clothing service. Reading between the lines, this likely means their AI-powered size recommendations have gotten good enough to make the service obsolete. It's a prime example of how machine learning is quietly reshaping e-commerce. In gaming news, accessory maker Dbrand is creating a case for the unannounced Nintendo Switch 2. Either they have some serious insider info or they're making an expensive guess. Speaking of the Switch 2, Nintendo has confirmed backwards compatibility, meaning your massive Zelda Breath of the Wild save file will live to see another day. Let's wrap up with a thought-provoking question. If AI can now write code better than most humans, does that mean we're training our future replacements? Or finally, freeing developers to work on the truly creative stuff? It's a complex issue that touches on the future of work, creativity, and the role of human programmers in an AI-powered world. As we navigate these rapid technological changes, it's clear that the most successful innovations aren't always about cutting-edge tech or massive budgets. Sometimes it's about solving real problems in clever, efficient ways. Whether it's a wildfire tracking app saving lives or a potential auto industry merger reshaping the EV landscape, the tech world continues to surprise and evolve in unexpected ways. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.